You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is deliberating on ways to dissuade retail investors from recklessly punting in the equity derivatives segment. The regulator may mandate risk profiling and income disclosures of investors, among other things, to curb excessive trading and speculation, according to people in the know. A person familiar with the matter said the regulator is concerned about investors losing money in the F&O segment and is looking at ways by which it can educate investors and discourage them from taking undue risks, adding that about a fifth of retail investors trading in futures and options, or F&O, could be millennials, and another fifth could be senior citizens. Adani Group has secured a letter of intent from the Department of Communications to provide telecom services in the Gujarat Circle. After getting the formal license, besides Wireline Broadband, Adani Data Networks, a 100% subsidiary of Adani Enterprises, can also provide wireless internet services. Analysts interpret the group's move as the first step before a full-fledged entry into the telecom sector in future. The company has already stated that it is participating in the 5G spectrum auctions on July 26th to build a private network for its data usage. Adani Data Networks, through which Adani Group will bid for 5G spectrum auctions later this month, has also been given letters of intent for national long-distance and international long-distance services. These licenses would be for the group's data center business, where data needs to be transferred within the country as well as outside. In matters of economy, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday asserted that the pointed attack on inflation will need to continue and that she has been monitoring price pressure item by item as elevated inflation ultimately crimps growth. Sitharaman told a group of reporters that as the RBI has estimated, till the start of the second half of the year, both the central bank and the government will have to be mindful. She said that we will have to be mindful and watchful of how the price movement is. Sitharaman added that she will keep monitoring item by item to rein in prices for anything that goes haywire. This pointed attack on inflation will need to continue. The minister's statement comes on a day when official data showed retail inflation eased for a second straight month to 7.01% in June, having dropped from a 95-month high of 7.79% in April. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India has turned down a proposal to let banks spread provisions against their treasury losses in the June quarter over four quarters. The central bank last week conveyed its decision in a written communication to banks who had sought the concession, according to well-placed sources. An email sent to the RBI seeking its response remained unanswered till the time of going to press. Rising bond yields may cause Indian banks to incur mark-to-market losses of up to Rs 13,000 crore in their bond portfolios in the quarter ended June 2022, according to ICRA. In another development, a ministerial panel on Tuesday referred issues raised by industry representatives on the proposed tax rate increase on online skill gaming from 18% to 28% and taxation issues related to casinos to the GST Council's Law Committee for consideration, sources told FE. The group of ministers has also been given time till August 10th to submit its report, extending the earlier deadline of July 15th. The said. The GST Council will meet in the third week of August instead of the first week, keeping in view of the upcoming Parliament session and Independence Day. Industrial output growth scaled a 12-month high of 19.6% in May from a year before, compared with 6.7% in the previous month, aided by a favorable base due to the second COVID-19 wave in May 2021. The growth suggests economic activity continued to gather some traction despite a spurt in input costs in the wake of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. However, on a seasonal adjusted sequential basis, the index of industrial industrial production growth slowed to 1% month on month in May from 4.6% in April. This suggests a meaningful and sustained recovery is yet to take root. The growth in the IIP exceeded core infrastructure sector growth for the first time in 8 months in May. And lastly, let's hear how the stock market is expected to perform today. The market is expected to open on a cautious note as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a flat opening for the broader index in India with a gain of 15 points. The BSE Sensex fell more than 500 points to 53,887, while the Nifty 50 tanked 158 points to 16,058 on Tuesday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.